You just realized that you needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people that you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there's no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? Well, in the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BWN. Just go to Indeed.com/BWN right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BWN. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Finding ways to be financially savvy is a smart move, and knowing you could be saving money for the things you really want, like that dream home or new ride, is a great feeling. That's why the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you save when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling, just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse. I'm Bart Winkler. Grant Bills is here. Paul Immig set to join us. So you Immigaholics, you just wait. You just wait one little measly second or two. So obviously the big discussion is about Matt LaFleur and his coaching ability and style. And we could rehash. But do you see my vision from last week?
I was going to say, you got to be feeling pretty good this week walking around.
I just got the slander in the nick of time. Although I have been building up shitting on him for his crowd tendencies.
Well, that's its own thing. That would be lame no matter what coach did that. That's just stupid.
So let's run through, if you could with me, because I think I figured it out. But there is a checklist of things that people are saying to retort my Matt LaFleur slander.
Okay.
Which I think slander is the wrong word. I think it's
criticism.
Yeah. But it's not based out of, like, I don't want Matt LaFleur to be bad. I don't. Who are you looking at?
Well, that's been my thing on Rich Bisaccia. It's like, I don't want him to get fired. I want him to not suck. Like, I think we're in the same boat. Like, I want this to work. I want him to be better. So I get where you're coming from.
I don't want to watch my favorite teams and be upset. That's not why I got into this transactional business of being a fan.
You're a Milwaukee Brewers and Milwaukee Bucks fan. Did you just wake up this year? It's like, wait a minute. I'm upset more often than I'm happy. Like, of course, that's how it works.
But you, like, don't get into it to be miserable. It's just something that you realize, oh, that's part of it. Like how you get into wrestling, WWE, because you're captivated by a match and storytelling, and then realize that most of it is a money gouging shit fest.
Sure.
So that's unfortunate. So I don't want Matt LaFleur to be bad. I wish he was great. I wish he was the best coach in the league, you know? And I think what happens is some people view any criticism of a player or coordinator or coach or owner as you being a hater, you not liking your team.
Not a true fan.
Yeah, you just bitching to bitch. I'm getting a lot of are you ever happy? I got one of those from Sam Decker.
I mean, if someone asked me, are you ever? No, that's what I would say. It's actually no.
Are you ever happy? When I tweet about something happy, people are like, what? And then also it's Twitter.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a platform. Legally, it's called X.
Yeah.
You think a place called X is a place where we come to share our hopes and dreams and fantasies and good things that happened that day?
If I was happy, I wouldn't be on Twitter.
Remember when during the pandemic, John Krasinski came up with this, like, here's some good news. And he was like being an anchor and everyone's like, oh, this is really good. Finally, there's something for it. Do you watch it? No.
No.
And then he sold it and you've never heard from it again. So, I mean, what the whole ecosystem of the world is bred on negativity. And you're going to come at me because I'm right about an NFL head coach. So then I'm getting the, well, his record would say otherwise. But that may be the point, my friends. Oh, and then I get the skull emoji, laughing emoji. And as I told somebody on Twitter, I said, it's clear to people of your IQ standards, you've won this argument. Because once you fire the, and I know, not to be IQ guy, but I do have a higher IQ. Also, someone said I'm not in their top 10 Wisconsin broadcasters. Motherfucker, if I'm not 10, who's 11? Jesus Christ.
I could name 10. Somebody in my mailbag segment last week asked me for my Mount Rushmore of Wisconsin broadcasters. And the email just said, Charlie Sykes has got to be on there. And I'm like, I don't know who. Like Bill. I grew up listening to Bill.
Well, are you talking news or sports?
Just all, I think.
Wow. Well, then Euchre. Or yeah, are we doing like radio?
I feel like talk show. I think it was a talk show.
Well, then it's anybody that's on a conservative outlet from 12 to 3 over the last 50 years, because that's what gets the biggest audience.
I said Vicky McKenna because I liked her bumper music and it would come on in my car when I'd be leaving high school.
That's about that. I would still float a Murphy in the Morning out from WIXX. I would float him out.
Those are the names I mentioned. My local morning shows growing up out of Eau Claire, the Eau Claire radio stations. That's what I listen to. So many people in this business, ESPN radio, they're so obsessed with who's on ESPN radio. I've never cared who's been on ESPN radio. Like, who is doing 6 to 9 out of Eau Claire, Wisconsin? That's who I'm listening to.
Yeah, I'm glad we're past the era where it's like, oh, what do you do? Oh, I'm in sports radio. Oh, you must love Mike and Mike.
Yeah, right.
What? No, I don't. And I don't like every time I turn on my TV, it's the two Golic boys, because the last thing I watched was FanDuel Sports Bally's Net Wisconsin. As Paul Imig joins us, so sip up, Imigaholics. So, yeah.
I already cracked. I didn't want to wait for Paul. I was literally waiting to crack.
We're Imigaholics.
Go sideways. There it is.
All right. Oh, yeah. Here's how Paul drinks like a fucking gerbil.
So now that you,
now all right, so I'm talking about
your receipts. You've explained to us how people were yelling at you on the internet. So now your point is, Paul has arrived just in time.
I'm getting the like, oh, his regular season says differently, and you know, I like the argument. Who? This is the good one. Well, if you don't want him, then who do you want?
Oh, I hate that one. That one sucks.
Who do you want? And I don't think we're in the Jason Kidd house is burning thing.
You answered my question.
We're not.
I was wondering how close we are in your opinion, to that.
But I can say, like, I don't think this guy is cut out for this job. And then people will say, well, here's the record, regular season. And yeah, Matt LaFleur can win regular season games against tepid competition, especially when he had 4 years of, you know, Rodgers dicking around. I just don't think that he can win the big game. And so all these people that are, oh, it's week 4. That's another one. Yeah. Of the 7th year. It's also week 766 since this team has won a Super Bowl.
I saw your tweet. I liked that you had counted the weeks.
Those were good.
I just typed it into Google real quick.
Yeah,
and gave it to
me. I liked it.
I mostly disagree with you on a lot of this stuff, but it's week 4. Yeah. He's longer tenured now than everyone except like Harbaugh, Reed, Shanahan, McVay, and Tomlin. Like, you're an old man as far as NFL head coaches go.
You're saying, like, it's week 4 as if this is a kid learning to ride a bicycle without training wheels.
Yeah.
It's week 4 of his 7th year as a head coach in a lifetime where this has been his profession, and this is what he has worked towards.
I think that's the right response for Ben Johnson. Insert other first-year head coach.
Sure.
Like, they're learning his offense. They're getting to know. Yeah, he's been there grand total of 4 months, right? Yeah. Grant, I've been kind of waiting, and maybe I missed some of it, but I've been waiting for your rebuttal, or perhaps your, because last week you were pretty staunchly opposed. I think Bart, I think you said this in the text, Bart, but I would echo it and say, like, you might have been a week early, but I thought you were right at the time. I think you're even more right now.
There's been signs of it.
But Grant's been on the other side. I'm just wondering if you've come, if you've snuck a few yards further toward the side of, like, I'm not sure if LaFleur is the guy.
Well, I just couldn't believe, it's a press conference, so take it for whatever it's worth to you. But I just couldn't believe some of the things that he said in that presser on Tuesday, yesterday.
Why? You know what I said? So his quote was, what did you say to Jordan Love?
Yeah, like, why weren't you up in his ass? Like,
and he doesn't even remember what he said.
Correct.
As if he was watching a car crash. And that is like, this is what I talked about on the Bart Winkler show. I said, this is like, his answer that he just gave is the same as asking a fan, what were you thinking? You were thinking like, oh, I mean, it was like a car crash. I don't know what I was witnessing.
There's,
I
thought we were going to run out of time. Left.
Yeah. But the thing is, I'm sitting on my couch, or actually I had said I assumed the position, which is 3 feet in front of the TV standing up. So I had assumed the position. I can't do anything about it. LaFleur's got the same mentality that I do. Like, oh my God, what's happening? Do something about it, or have your team prepared. So to wrap up what I was saying, all of this LaFleur like rebuttal, I think it comes from a place where people don't want to criticize the team or the coach because they don't want either it to be true or they're willing to see it play out. And if you want to see it play out, look, I'd love to see it play out. I just, at this point, 7 years in, we've seen enough where it's like, this is not a thing he can do.
Yeah.
He cannot do this. Why don't coaches practice? Why don't coaches do the Madden thing? And it's not even Madden, if Madden's the trigger word. You do these two-minute drills, you make your team go through it, you should be practicing in that situation.
You just realized that you needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people that you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there's no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? Well, in the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BWN. Just go to Indeed.com/BWN right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BWN. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
For a limited time at McDonald's, get a Big Mac extra value meal for $8. That means two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun, and medium fries and a drink. We may need to change that jingle.
Prices and participation may vary.
Bart, I didn't hear you say it, but I heard you I didn't hear your caller say it on the national show, but I heard you reference the caller saying it on the national show, and I was like, I'm stealing that. The flight simulator, the $10,000 for a pilot.
So good. Someone said it's like putting a pilot up there without a flight simulator. And that's what these coaches do. And this overtime is a new wrinkle. And I mentioned Eric Eager. Like, the Carolina Panthers are trying to find every edge that they hire this guy from Sumer Sports to come and be in the analytical department. And so teams do have the wherewithal to like get better at this. But then a new thing comes out. Overtime is different. It's not like college. It's 10 minutes. The clock does come into play. And these coaches are just like, oh, we'll figure it out on the fly. Does not one of them want to game it out a little bit? Right. And that's what just, and that's not a Matt LaFleur problem. That's an NFL head coach's problem, who I once again last night called the dumbest subsection of human beings on the planet.
If you are such a great offensive or defensive coordinator that you assume the opportunity to be an NFL head coach or a college head coach because you were such a good coordinator on offense or defense. That, as we've seen so many times, does not equal you to be ready to be a head coach. Not in year one, not in year seven. You were an elite offensive mind. You were an elite defensive mind. That prepared you for a certain part of your job responsibilities as a head coach. It did not prepare you for all of the aspects of it. And what I think is so interesting about the pilot analogy is imagine, like, to the, as you've kind of commented on to certain ways, the NFL head coach would say 10,000 hours of simulation. What the fuck? I'm an NFL head coach. Eat a dick. Imagine then the roles are reversed where it's like, I'm a pilot. Like, yeah. You're going to tell me to simulate being a pilot? I am a pilot. It's preposterous when you really put those two in the same bucket, which they should be in. Your preparation in school to be a pilot, your preparation as being an offensive coordinator, becoming a head coach, are actually pretty two bizarrely perfect parallels that one accepts, of course, this is part of what I have to do to become a pilot. This is never anything you dumb nerd in the basement who would make me do Madden simulations. Like, you were a great offensive coordinator. You haven't had to do a big part of the head coaching job.
Plus, there's a thing that is new.
And there's things that are new. And maybe you've hired your own Eric Eager, right? We don't know. Like, we know who Eric Eager is, so we know who the Panthers hired, right? But presumably the Packers have that. I don't know who. Let's assume that they do. It doesn't mean that then you can transplant that person's brain into LaFleur's as the clock is ticking and he's watching a car crash, quote unquote, that he is the actual driver of said vehicle. I truly don't get it. And like, I, until a week, like Bart, last week, I was on your side about LaFleur, but like, I was still like tepidly. That press conference is the most damning
second thing. Use of the word tepid today.
For you? You said it also?
I said it before you got in.
Oh, interesting. Tepidly, I think I used, but yeah.
Did you see me roll my eyes when you said tepid?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. I did. Sorry about that.
I'm looking at you the whole fucking time we do this. I'm looking at those beady little eyes.
But anyway, I would also just say, and then I'll let Grant talk because I've talked too much. I understand if someone wants to like see how it plays out and all the other things that a fan says. I said this to you guys in a text. I still think the Packers can win a Super Bowl this year. Packers can still win a Super Bowl this year because their roster is top five. The Packers have a top five roster. Therefore, they can win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They can win a Super Bowl because of a head coach. You can win a Super Bowl with a head coach, and you can win a Super Bowl in spite of a head coach's weaknesses. And I want to ask Bart specifically, but I'll tee it up for now, is like, are you going to enjoy the Packers Super Bowl win this year less because you want to be right about LaFleur? And I'm pretty sure the answer, unfortunately, is going to be And I think that's what some people are protecting themselves against, is that if they go so full anti-Love or so full anti-LaFleur that it makes them enjoy the potential masterfully success once in a lifetime, twice in a lifetime type thing less, I get like the brain's trickery of like, just be careful because I want to enjoy this. So I can appreciate like the psychology of it.
Well,
but that's kind of where I think people are stuck, because you can't watch. I mean, again, our minds are all different. We all think of things differently, but I don't understand how someone can watch or hear the press conference and be like, I want that guy running my favorite company, my favorite business, my favorite, I don't care what it is. I don't want that person running my thing.
Don't you think that in a way, though, stay with me here. In a way, if the Packers win the Super Bowl,
Packers,
and Matt LaFleur make some great decision that we all love. Keep in mind, we're talking about the end of the game. He also didn't go on fourth and too early when a lot of his players wanted to. And then got weirdly aggressive to overcompensate for not going.
Which he said he didn't want to do. Then, motherfucker, don't do it.
Yeah, but he was overcompensating for a mistake he made earlier. We call that the Dan Campbell. If LaFleur...
By the way, I guess I'm confused there. I thought we all loved Dan Campbell, but never mind. Oh,
I'm pro Dan Campbell.
I wish Matt LaFleur is more like Dan Campbell, but
I'd rather have Dan Campbell than Matt LaFleur.
Okay, finish your point. You're asking me. Where are you going?
If Matt LaFleur does do something, like and the people are gonna be like, see, if you would have just had the faith, how do you know that the pressure from the fan base didn't build up? Like, How do you know that I didn't save the season when I tweeted a picture of the beat writers having a drink with LaFleur and then making them open their eyes to say, hey, we got to be a little more critical. And now they're maybe overcompensating, which is going to make LaFleur. How do we know that I, if the Packers didn't win, didn't save the season?
How do you know, as a WWE fan, that you screaming, we want truth, or whatever it was, of course it influenced, right? Or that,
yeah.
Not in the case of Karrion Kross, unfortunately. But it's like, you sometimes do have a voice. Like,
you don't think the fans that are getting antsy, that leads into questions to the, and you know, they're not, and you know, I don't expect, just so it's clear, the beat reporters to ever act like fans and like yell and scream and demand accountability. That's not how it works, and it's not how it should work.
I can tell you from, yeah, that's not.
And they don't cheer for results. They cheer for the story. Well,
but they're not in, like, if fans have frustrations, they're not in that. Like, I think some fans want, like a Pete Doherty to be like, what the fuck were you doing, shithead? But what you do is you take the culmination of what fans are saying, and you say, look, Matt, there are fans that would like an answer to this.
I hate that shit. That shit drives me nuts. Rosiak pulled that last summer. Like, look, a lot of the fans are wondering why Andrew Monasterio is playing.
It's, well,
like,
let me,
no, if you're asking, ask why Andrew Monasterio is playing.
Hold
don't
on, no.
Use us.
Okay, I disagree, kind of. I'm kind of pro-beat on that one, but as somebody who used to be on the Brewers beat tangentially.
I would say I would be more with Bart on that, too, in the sense that, like, it is a – well, let me say this. It's a bit of a cop-out, obviously, because if he gives you a good answer – if Pat Murphy gives you a good answer about Monasterio, you're going to write about it. And you're not going to probably put in your story.
Yeah.
Because the fans kept asking me.
Oh, and Murphy told Todd, he's like, don't throw our fans. I don't like, he snapped at him a little bit.
And that's also fair because it's like, wait, are you curious, Todd, in this case or not? Like, is this a good question worth asking or is it not? If it is, I think it's okay to include the preface as long as reporter is also like, but to be fair,
in the LaFleur situation, what we're complaining about with LaFleur, and let's just blanket say he chokes in big games or high pressure situations or things he hasn't seen before. So you could choose to be a fan and say, guys, it's early. I'm just going to sit back and watch and be fine. And then maybe we'll see what happens. But if there's also the fan base that's like me, that's like, no, this is a problem. This is something they're not going to win if this continues. I'm not, like I did say earlier, that I saved the season. But if enough people like are doing this, that does get back to the team and to the coach. And perhaps he can open his eyes. He can spend more time on it. He can think like to think that. But then the fans that the fans are gonna be like, see, if you would have just been quiet, it would have happened anyway. We're never going to know the answer to that, although the simplest answer is usually the correct one. So, yes, change behavior from pressure is more likely than change behavior from everybody just sitting there being like, I don't know. It's week four. It's week eight. It's week 12. It's the NFC Championship. It's over. It's only year three of Love. It's only year eight of the floor. It's only year 100 of this goddamn franchise. My wife's upstairs in a meeting.
You're being very considerate. Bart,
this is why I don't broadcast from home.
Bart, the Packers won the Super Bowl. You will enjoy it a little bit less as a result of all this.
No, because then
I don't agree. You will absolutely enjoy it less because of this.
No.
You're lying to yourself.
Did you not hear me just take credit for already saving the season?
Oh, sorry. Retract it. Yeah, you're right. You are going to then say you're welcome.
I'm going to say I deserve a ring.
If they win the Super Bowl, it will be because corrections or improvements were made, and you're allowed to look back and say, early in the season, they weren't ready or they didn't have it figured out, and now they are. Like, that's part of following a team on a week-by-week basis. And, Bart, I think your issue, one of your issues, one of many, but the one we're discussing now,
is that
you are interacting with people who don't follow as closely and react as strongly to every little moment as you. Like, there are plenty of fans who watch every Sunday, and if the team loses, they go, shucks, we'll try again next week. Whereas people like us, like, I got to fill 2 hours tonight, and I can't just start the show by saying, well, it didn't work yesterday, but it's a long season. We'll see if Matt figures it out.
Grant, like, can I respond to that? So two things. One, I don't have to fill time. And two, I'm a robot, right? I don't typically come at these things from emotional lens. and I'm fucking out on this shit. So I feel like I have some like semblance into like this. I can split the middle here a little bit and say, I watched, as I said earlier, and just to restate, like I watched a guy who I'm like, oh, like if he was now going to like Bart, one of your, the counters to your thing was like, he would get snatched up by another team tomorrow.
I don't think that's true. And I certainly don't think, I don't think McVay's touching him. I don't think Shanahan's touching him. I don't think any of his buddies want to touch him.
And I know you've gone down your friend list, but what I'm telling you is like, if I was the owner of another team and LaFleur became available and I wanted like my execs to put together the profiles of the hot new coach that I should hire or the retread coaches that I should hire, and they bring me that clip, I'm just telling you, this is my personal preference. If I'm the owner in that situation and I'm given that clip as I'm analyzing candidates, he's out. Maybe that's unfair.
If Belichick gets fired, he'll be hired tomorrow.
And then he didn't.
Vrabel. McCarthy.
Vrabel, hired tomorrow. Pete Carroll, hired tomorrow. No, they might get hired again. They might get hired again. But people are not dropping everything to go pick up Matt LaFleur at the fucking airport.
So, yeah, I mean, you, Bart, you, Grant, you, whoever's listening can say, like, actually, I didn't mind that he said that. All I can say is my opinion is I heard that. I heard that, and I said, I don't want this person running my thing. That person can still win the Super Bowl because he's been given a great roster. And if he does, he'll get a massive extension, and it'll all be fine because they won the Super Bowl. But, like, for me, it was just a very – and we just talked about press conferences the other week, the three of us did. And like, what do they really mean? And what do you really get out of them? Sometimes you get this. You get like an in-depth look into the psyche of a head coach. And even with 24 hours to digest it, he looked into the media auditorium and said, I don't know what I said. It was like watching a car crash. Oh my God.
Well, and a lot of the Packers beat guys, like I saw both Wilde and Domofsky in some different voice, and they both do good work. I'm not criticizing, but the name of the story was like a very
thoughtful, and feed their families.
A very thoughtful explanation, a very honest and thoughtful explanation.
And it was. It was honest and thoughtful.
I found it to be neither of the – well, it was honest. I did not find it to be thoughtful. There wasn't a thought in his goddamn head. He was like, I looked up and – there's no, oh my God, there's no time left.
Right.
What? That's not thoughtful.
Maybe we should just use the word honest. It was honest. Yeah. It was revealing. I don't think he wanted to be revealing in the way that it was revealing to me. Grant, this one's for you specifically.
Okay.
Matt LaFleur is the worst, is the worst of the four NFC North coaches. Like straight up, not like a coin flip, not like a maybe this. Matt LaFleur is without question, to you, Grant Bills, the worst of the four NFC North head coaches.
Don't ask it like that. Ask it like this. Grant, Packers just traded LaFleur for Ben Johnson. Grant, Packers just traded LaFleur for Dan Campbell. Hey, we just traded LaFleur for KOC.
I think KOC and Matt LaFleur are like kind of the same person.
Oh, my God. And I know you're going to say, what has KOC ever won? Fuck that.
No, I'm not even going to ask you because I know your answer. You still beat off at Eric Spoelstra, who hasn't won anything in forever. Eric Spoelstra and Kevin O'Connell are the same.
Yards person. Above
the ball. If you do a 42 and 38 season the right way,
yeah. You're so right.
If you win with Carson Wentz,
what it's about is wins above expected.
Oh,
I want the, and I'm not saying this is, but I want the coach who maximizes wins above expected. Spoelstra, king of wins above expected.
No shit.
Kevin O'Connell. King of wins above expected. No, Grant, answer the question. Would you trade LaFleur for all three of them right now?
No. Maybe Dan Campbell. Maybe Ben Johnson.
He's getting there.
I wouldn't trade him for Kevin O'Connell.
Wow. I mean, Kevin O'Connell, like, I mean, you're totally, your opinion's whatever. It's your opinion. But like, I think he's like a consensus top three head coach. If you were to like pull like Kevin O'Connell, that is like consensus top three NFL head coach.
Sure. Would you do this? Would you do this?
Doesn't mean they're right and you're wrong.
I would say those people are wrong. If the criticism on LaFleur is he can't win the big one, then I guess just give me, you have my phone number, Paul. When Kevin O'Connell wins a playoff game, just literally just dial me up. Give me a call. He's 0-2 and one of them was a home loss to Daniel Jones.
Would you do this sight unseen for the rest of the season? Have LaFleur and Bisaccia swap jobs.
Oh, no. Oh, they'd be losers. I think Bisaccia is the worst coach on that staff.
And by the way, that's funny. Amidst Bart being like right about LaFleur a week later for sure, Grant gets another victory lap week with Bisaccia.
Why is it? I did this on Packaday and Andy and Perry both like, oh, we're going to get to hear Grant on Bisaccia. Why is everyone not talking? Watching the games. Jesus Christ.
I'm saying you deserve the credit for being early on it.
However, However, I think that the LaFleur young Grant over here, the LaFleur take was too strong, but he went to a safer Bisaccia one.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Do you hear that or not?
No. Hey, I got to I hate that this is like an abridged version. Two more things, and I have to go, and then I'm going to require that you two keep going as I do.
One thing for Grant, so you better give us something.
I think the best response. I don't know if you got this response to your LaFleur hate online. Maybe it was said, but I think the best one would have been
when I asked what you heard. We're sacrificing live goats upstairs.
I did. I thought
it was actually just a vacuum, but
no.
I wanted to fill in that plot hole. Go ahead.
It's not coming through. That they are the youngest team in the league. That is, I think, in my opinion, the most fair rebuttal of like, hey, even if someone were to say they're a top five roster on paper, which I think, and if someone agreed with that, they could still say, yes, but they're also the youngest team in the league. So that comes with it its own set of unique challenges. And then here's what you can either talk about this or we can punt it till next week, though it's best for this week. What I wanted to ask is when your team is on a bye week, which it happens to be this week, and you only get to pick one window of games, you get the full noon slate, the full three whatever slate, you just get the Sunday night game or you just get the Monday night game, what would you pick? I will give you my answer because I've thought
like
about
to watch.
Yeah, so like you only get, but you get all the noon games, you get all the 3 o'clock whatever games, you just get Sunday night, you just get Monday night. And you can answer that in terms of like not knowing who the matchups are, or you could answer it specifically to this weekend when the Packers don't play. For me, I decided this past Sunday it is open and shut. I want the 8 noon games. End of question. Like, I don't even care who they are.
Do you have Red Zone or Sunday NFL ticket?
Red Zone.
Stupid question.
I just think it's, the fast-paced nature, it just feeds my brain in all the right ways. It's how I would want to consume it. I know Bukowski would hear that and be very pissed, but because he was not really enjoying football then. As I understand the take to be.
Well, I'd love to follow up on that, but
so yeah, I'll pause. You guys keep going, and I'll talk to you both soon.
Nice to see you, Paul.
You as well. Sorry, this couldn't be longer.
That's what I tell her every time.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Is it in? I think so.
Yeah.
A lot of that going on at 810 Vine back in the day.
You just realized that you needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people that you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there's no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? Well, in the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BWN. Just go to Indeed.com/BWN right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BWN. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When it comes to reducing carbon emissions, the heaviest industries face the toughest challenges. That's where we come in. ExxonMobil is investing in technology to help American industry lower its emissions, including in our own operations. All while empowering businesses and creating job opportunities. It turns out that fewer emissions can mean a stronger economy. ExxonMobil, let's deliver.
Yeah, I bet there was a ton of that going on at 8.
Okay, so like the red zone, like when Bukowski was all like red zone's the not preferred way to watch football. I would agree. Like I would prefer to watch every game.
Yeah, I'm not full. A red zone guy, but that's because I also don't have it. So,
but I would agree. I would rather watch a game than watch. But my thought on that was you don't have a choice, and it's already too much. Like, of course, when the Packers play, but even when they don't play, watching the red zone, I'm surprised Paul's brain's okay with that. it is way too overstimulating. There are 8 games going on at the same time, plus whatever nonsense you got going on with your teams and shit. But there's like a lot of things going on at the same time. And it's if it's like 2 or 3, even Monday night when there's 2 games at the same time, like that sucks.
Yeah, especially when both games absolutely blow.
And people want baseball. Like, why are they playing at 2 o'clock in the afternoon? So that you can watch them all.
Yeah.
Sorry, people have to scramble to get out of work 1 or 2 different cities. You know?
Nobody works.
That's going to be a part of it. I'd rather the games be available to everybody.
Nobody works anymore. I mean, they do, but nobody works. Like, no, you're not stuck to your desk for 8.
You see the tweet I tweeted out? Someone was talking about how they like to send emails at like 2 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
And they go, if you send an email at 2 a.m., people, you could work 20 hours a week and do that, but people are going to be like, oh, he's working 80 hours a week.
Well, of course.
He's fucking so busy.
So goddamn busy. Yeah, my preference is the Packers to play at 3:30 because then I can watch all the noon games and there's not that, like, it's an opportunity cost. That's the conversation, right? Like,
so, I think he wants to know what times, if you can only watch one time this weekend.
I know. Look, if the Packers aren't playing, then I'm probably going to make plans to do something on that Sunday that I wouldn't do if the Packers were playing. So, like,
I might answer Sunday night to his specific question.
Yeah, give me Sunday night, and then I'm going to fill the rest of my day maybe with doing other things because I can, because the Packers aren't on. But if the Packers are playing, 3:30 is the best because you can watch all the noon games, and then you can decompress with Sunday night football. Like, that's the best window if your team is playing. But if they're not,
This last Sunday, there was like a get together with my kid and some of his buddies and the parents, and they wanted to go to the beer garden.
And the kids did or the parents?
Well, there's a park there, but you know, it's a thing that kids and parents can both do, and they just want to be together, play.
Nice.
It was a nice day for it, and I didn't want to go. I was not in a mood to be social. I was feeling fat. Really, I just did not want to go. And I didn't even have to put up a stink because football was on. And when my wife showed up, someone's like, oh, Bart's not here. And she's like, oh, he's watching football. And then one of the guys is like, yeah, you know, but that is his job. Like he does have to watch it for his job. And she's like, I know. I've known. I always know. You're not breaking any news to me. And it's fine. I don't care. It's fine. It's like, but it is my job. I'll tell you, there were some Sundays last year. Okay. There were some Sundays last year where I was just like, fuck man, it's Sunday. I was just boozing all day. Okay. And then I like had to watch prime time the next day. Cause I forgot the shit that happened during the day.
Huh? Yeah. Well, that's probably cause of the booze.
That is because of the booze. There was one day I was just, forget it, in my garage.
It's weird. I don't know. I would watch sports I'd have a laptop on when we're doing something else. And it's like, well, it's their job. I'm like, yeah, but I don't know. I always feel like I'm getting away with something.
I could have not watched the games, follow them, come back, and have done my job just fine. And then I end up doing my job Monday and Tuesday and barely talking about any of the games that I was watching in that window. I've barely talked about Chiefs-Ravens yet.
That's the legit thing, though. Like, if you watch the games, the job is easy. If you watch the games live and are engaging with the material live, the job is easy. What's hard is when you miss it and then you need to play catch-up. So you need to go back, and now you're like, you're going back and you're hearing what other people are saying. So you're basically just stealing what they're saying, and then you're not getting... You don't come up with a good take, so it's not rewarding. So it does feel more like work. It's, it's feedback loop one way or another, but it's his job. Okay.
Because this weekend there's no game, and I just I want to watch football from 8:30 in the morning to 10:30 at night.
I have a wedding on Saturday, so I'll be hungover all day Sunday probably.
What about the Brewers? They might play at night.
Yeah, they probably will. I'll catch up on it later.
Speaking of the Brewers, if I may, and I already shared this for public consumption.
The Brewers.
But this was 7 years ago today, folks. You can see David Stearns, Bob Uecker,
Rip,
Mark Antanasio. Who, if you look, he's on like a scooter. Remember that?
Did he have like a broken foot or something?
I don't know. Do you like Craig's got the new logo? He's still rocking. Mark's still rocking the old gear, and so is Bob. Stearns is just in an Under Armour and a fucking Kohl's 999 tee, that fucking nerd.
What an asshole. I've been on the attack with David Stearns this week because his Mets have missed the playoffs.
Well, you should.
Nobody ever said anything. We're such losers. No one ever said anything. David Stearns has the shittiest 2 years a GM can have. He makes a bad deal, and McAlvey and Rosiak, the Brewers beat, who are the friendliest, are like, David, you want to like help us understand? Yeah. And then he goes into hiding for a year. And then when he leaves, we're all like, thank you for the time, David. Go chase your dream. And now he sucks shit with the Mets too. Like, no, screw that guy. I mean, respect, like an appropriate amount of screwing. Like not the worst. He's not counsel, but like, I don't know. He should have worn it a little bit more on his way out the door, and he didn't.
If it is Brewers Cubs,
fuck it. I'd rather just not watch. That's not gonna be any fun.
Well, and the games are likely gonna be at night.
Well, and revisit your take from 2018 or 2019. Like, I want to watch my team in a baseball 5-game series. I don't want to do the we own you, we pay the bills. Oh, your tickets cost this much, and our costs.
Green Bay sucks yesterday at Wrigley. Come on,
I have no time for any of that shit. So you do that on your own time. I just want to watch baseball games. And if it's the Cubs, that's going to be harder. Also, the Cubs, I think, are not the ideal matchup for the Brewers. They can field ground balls. Like, they can actually, you know, throw and catch and field, which the Brewers, you know, they kind of need an opponent who struggles with that sometimes.
I don't like if the game Saturday is at night. It sounds like Monday is going to be super late, too. Like, I'll say it as hashtag boy dad, not a real dad, not a girl dad. This kid's watching baseball summer, and now the games are going to be 8:30 at night. Come on.
Yep.
To appease who? Sucks. Kids. You watch the regular season, he loves all of it. And then the playoffs are going to be at fucking bedtime.
If your fans aren't crying, your sport is dying. It's the same with church. If the congregation ain't crying, your church is dying. So, yeah, let's start it at 8:30. And have it take fucking forever. That's good. Good for way to stay relevant baseball.
Grant, thank you for your time.
No, thank you for yours. This is always fun. You know I like doing this.
Yeah, it's great.
You missed a good Oktoberfest, by the way. I thought of you in spirit when I was there.
I got to get back.
Correct. You do.
I don't know where to go, though. All of my college friends are being like pussies. I've given them 3 different drunk, we have to go back, lost text in the last 15 months. To nothing.
Sorry, brother.
All right. Okay. All right. Yeah. Thanks to Grant and thanks to Paul, as always, for stopping into the Winklerverse. And thanks to you guys for doing that as well. We're brought to you, as you know, by Happy Place Hemp. Promo code BART at happyplacehemp.com. 25% off each and every order. Got the seltzers, got the gummies, got the tinctures, got everything else that you need. Head to happyplacehemp.com. They're in Muskego, right across from Maddie's, which is in New Berlin, but they're in Muskego across the street on College Court. You can check them out and stop in. They've got extended hours during the week, but you can also have them send you stuff, and they'll do that pretty quickly. So if you're looking for this kind of stuff, you don't need to drive. You don't need to spend a day and drive, out of state. You can get some of these products that you're looking for at happyplacehemp.com, and they'll ship them to you as well. And again, some of the non-THC stuff, the CBD, CBN gummies help you sleep, and some of the CBD cream. So it's a good stuff to look into. Personally, it has helped me do a lot of different things, whether it's fix a bruise or I thought it was gout, relax, sleep. I've enjoyed taking their products, and I've enjoyed working with them now. For 3 years, we've had this promo code for you, and it's been good for 3 years. Again, Happy Place Hemp promo code is BART. I do have a voicemail that I was going to play. I just listened to it again. It's from Brick in West Dallas. Brick, it's always good to hear from you. It was about J.J. McCarthy and how I thought that he wasn't actually hurt. They were just giving him a week off. Well, he still hasn't played yet, so the voicemail's outdated, and that's my fault that I didn't have a way to slip it in earlier. Brick says he is a girl dad, which is very important, second to boy mom. And of course, boy dads are, in my words, scum of the earth. I mean, we're nothing. We're nothing compared to girl dads. I understand. I understand. But that's it. Yeah, if you got voicemails, 402-915-BART, 402-915-2278. Thanks to Carl's Place for keeping that line active. And until then, I'll say it. Thanks for stopping into the Winklerverse.
What if we could reduce carbon emissions and strengthen the economy? At ExxonMobil, we believe both are possible. As a global leader in carbon capture and storage, we're empowering industries to reduce their emissions, all through technologies that are creating job opportunities in America. How's that for a win-win? ExxonMobil. Let's deliver.